FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Congress of South African Students says it's disappointed that the 2024 matric results will be publicly released. Yesterday, the High Court in Pretoria blocked the information regulator's attempt to bar the publishing of results, striking the matter off the roll, citing a lack of urgency. The regulator turned to the court, arguing that making the results public would violate the learner's right to privacy. But the education department maintained it will release the results next week using the exam numbers of learners. Unesongo Matiginga, who's with COSAS, still believes the grade 12s are being compromised.
We believe that this is a critical infringement to their right to privacy as provided in the South African Constitution. So this, in fact, has been something that COSAS has always thought should be that of the publication of results on newspapers and some televised, was a critical infringement to a provided right to every citizen of this country.
Meanwhile, Life Healthcare says matriculants transitioning to adulthood can face significant stress and anxiety. Clinical psychologist Ruve Esterhazen is urging families to proactively support their teenagers.
Waiting for and getting your matric results can be a roller coaster ride, filled with excitement but also a lot of uncertainty. There are many challenges like the digital overload and the career uncertainty, so it's important to make the mental health of our matriculants a priority. Remember, a school result or job isn't everything.
And Msunduzi Municipality has warned indebted residents, businesses and government entities to settle their accounts before month's end. The city claims it's owed a total of 7 billion rand in municipal bills. Mayor Mzimkulu Tebola says unpaid bills have a massive impact on the city's ability to provide essential services to residents. He says people who come forward could avoid prosecution or a fine and will be given a chance to settle their debts over a two-year period. But he's warned the amnesty period will expire at the end of the month.
Giving the Panama Canal is why Jimmy Carter lost the election.
Apologies for the technical error. Moving on abroad, a special service honoring former President Jimmy Carter will be held in Washington, D.C. later. It'll bring a nearly week-long state funeral to a close following the Nobel Peace Prize winner's late death last month, aged 100. Outgoing leader Joe Biden's expected to deliver a eulogy, with Donald Trump also attending. Earlier this week, the president-elect criticized Carter over his decades-old decision to relinquish control of the Panama Canal.
In my opinion, nobody wants to talk about the Panama Canal now because, you know, it's inappropriate, I guess, but he was a good man. Look, he was a good man. I knew him a little bit, and he was a very fine person, but that was a big mistake.
An outgoing U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says Carter's legacy will live on.
He served the people, and he left the world better than he found it. And in the end, Jimmy Carter's work and those works speak for him, louder than any tribute.
Those clips courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, the Congress of South African Students says it's disappointed that the 2024 matric results will be publicly released. Yesterday, the High Court in Pretoria blocked the information regulator's attempt to bar the publishing of results. For Newswatch and in for Natara Nadesan, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
All right, we have a look at the traffic now. This traffic report is brought to you by Clicks Club Card and Engine.
The stationary vehicle that was on the N3 to Durban before Richmond Road has since cleared. Staying on the Durban direction, a vehicle has come to a stop in the left lane just after the Ashburton interchange. Then we have an update concerning the protest action, which was on the N2 from Pongola approaching Piet Retief. That has been cleared. However, please be vigilant when travelling on the route in that area. An update on the accident scene that was on the Higginson Highway at the N2 bridge. You'll be happy to note that that has been cleared. And speaking of the Higginson Highway, from now until 1 p.m. both sides of the highway between Bayview and Arena Park will be closed due to the clearing of the Woodhurst Garden refuse site. Officers will be assisting with the traffic control at the major intersections in that area. For the East Coast Radio traffic team, here with you, I'm
Report traffic now. SMS traffic to 3311.